chapter 12, beginning at verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 7. Sister Evelyn Autry, I didn't see her, so she might be still under some care. Sister Crystal, we're praying for you and your family too. I don't want to leave nobody out. If I did it, it's unintentional. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 7. I'll be reading from verses 7 through 10, the New Living Translation. When you get there, say amen. Verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the NLT says, "Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud." Some translations say buffet me. Verse 8, three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Whatever he was going through, I begged the Lord to take it away. And each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the," don't miss this, "the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses." Think about that. Pleasure in his weaknesses and in the insults, the hardships, the persecutions and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, don't miss this, then I am strong. When I am weak, then I am strong. I want to talk around, this is part two of our sermon message on it's okay not to be okay. Yeah. It's okay not to be okay. Yeah. First of all, most if not all of us understand there are times, even right now, somebody, you may not be okay, but you need to know it's okay to not be okay. All right? You don't have to hide, you don't have to cover it up. No, I'm not feeling it right now. And as a matter of fact, not being okay all the time is kind of a permission slip to feel what you feel when you find yourself feeling some kind of way. And again, sometimes you don't feel free. You don't feel free to just be yourself. Anybody ever just felt like you got to keep on acting and performing and you know, in front of other people? And sometimes, you don't want to make yourself vulnerable. You don't want people to see that you're not up to snuff today. You know, and I heard, read somewhere where one person said that she had a hard time admitting that she wasn't okay sometimes because there are some people she doesn't like to be vulnerable around. You don't want everybody to know where your weak spot is. Am I right about it? Because some people go for it when they know you're weak or you're going through something. And so this woman said, "I pretend that things are okay because I don't want them taking advantage of me." And vulnerable means, well, you know what it means. Vulnerable means being susceptible to physical or emotional attack or harm. And somebody said, y'all listen in, I don't know where it started, but have you ever heard somebody say, "God won't put more on you than you can handle or bear"? Anybody ever said that? I got a reverberation in the sound. I don't know if that's going to be, you know, turned down or whatever a little bit. But I've even said it. God won't put more on you than you can handle. But you need to understand that statement is a myth. It's an unproven or false belief, y'all better stay with me, that many believers use in their time of trouble. God won't put more on me than I, God didn't tell you that. Oh, y'all didn't read the passage with me. I'm talking about a myth. You know, it's something commonly believed, but it's not exactly true. And understand that specific quote is not found in the scripture. Look it up, try. Although I understand where the concept or idea is coming from. Did y'all hear me? It's not in the scripture, God won't put on you, but I know where it's coming from. See, 1 Corinthians 10:13, that's where it's coming from. It says in the second part of 1 Corinthians 10:13, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. And people take 1 Corinthians 10:13 and say, God said he won't allow you to be to have to bear more than you can handle. No, it says God will not let you be tempted. Did y'all hear that? Beyond what you can bear. In other words, we can escape the power of temptation, not by the temptation being taken away, but rather by enduring the temptation. Amen, somebody. Everybody from the pulpit to the door, ceiling to the floor, we've got to deal with temptations. Am I right about it? Temptations. That means we may need to wrestle, but we're able to wrestle by God's power. See, you may need to see a temptation to its end, but God is the one that's going to allow you to get through it. I wish somebody would hear what God is saying. In other words, nobody, me, you, the person sitting next to you, the person who's home or watching, nobody is given a pass when it comes to temptation. What we are given is a way of escape. I hope that's clear to somebody. I hope that, I used to say, God won't allow you to bear. Wait a minute, let's go on. Because Paul's got something to say about that. So, the Apostle Paul, he did teach believers not to be fearful when they face temptation, because he already knew that God will help and make a way out for those who will look for it. Everybody's not looking for a way out. Amen, somebody. Somebody said, well, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. No, the flesh is ruling. You want to do what you're getting ready to do. You want to hit somebody. You want to hurt somebody. I want to shoot somebody because what? No, God, I know, no, but no, that's what you want to do. Philippians 4:13 also says, for I can do everything, all things through Christ. Listen, who gives me strength. In other words, Philippians 4:13, Paul was saying, I won't allow trials and temptations to stop me from doing what God has called me to do. I won't let hell break out in my life, keep me from coming to church. I won't let the hell that breaks out in my life keep me from praying. I won't let the hell that's breaking out, people bothering me, keep me from praising the Lord. I won't give up, although I'm dealing with some stuff. I won't give in, even though I feel like it sometimes. Anybody ever felt like giving up? Come on, felt like it. I know what God says, but right now, I ain't feeling it. But just because you ain't feeling it don't mean you don't do it. The enemy's hoping you don't feel it because he's coming to you with a lie. See. And Paul said, in other words, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, it would have been a completely different story. But the reason I haven't given up, the reason I haven't surrendered to the temptation, the reason I haven't ran away is because God. It's because of him. The reason I got here this Sunday morning in the rain is because the Lord, you know, nobody can make you come to church. They can talk to you all day long, pray all night long, but if you don't want to, you won't come. I don't believe nobody got snatched in the collar this morning. If you do, then you would accept. You go to church, I'll beat you upside. No, I'm going to resist that. Paul's testimony in 2 Corinthians, y'all get these verses or go back over this message. Paul's testimony in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, would not support the saying that God will never allow you to bear more than you can stand. What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, Paul said, we think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. Paul said, I was crushed and overwhelmed beyond my ability to endure. And we thought we would never live through. I thought we were going to die. I don't think Paul got that thing to, you know, I can't bear, you know, I can bear. No. If there was ever a hopeless individual, Paul was in it. And understand, listen, people that are going through is not always because you did something wrong. Y'all didn't hear that. Yes, sometimes it is, but not every time somebody is going through something means you did something wrong. You can be doing things right. Is y'all hearing God? You can be doing things. The reason you're catching more hell is because you're trying to live right. The devil would back off if you go back to your old ways. But because you're trying to change your ways, he's coming harder. But you need to know, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The devil can whoop me and you, but he can't whoop God. So in order for me not to get whooped by the devil, I got to draw close side to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Paul is dealing with a major problem in his life. And the Bible calls it a thorn in the flesh. Come on, y'all, didn't y'all read that one? Didn't you read that one? And understand the Greek word for the word thorn refers to, listen, a splinter or needle pricking you. You know that can be painful. Somebody sticking you, pricking you. And Paul, understand, he doesn't tell us exactly what the thorn is. There's some people to say, well, maybe he had a problem with his eyes and this, that, and the other. We don't know for sure. But we do know that whatever Paul was going through, it was rough. It was rough, y'all. Don't think God never told you that because you're serving him, you're going to have less problems. Throw that out the door. Because you serve him, you're going to have more. But God won't allow the more to take you out if you draw closer to him. And the text says it was a messenger of Satan. Since it said where there was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet him, the devil sent one of his demons to get you, to get your family, to hit your mom, to hit your dad, to hit your brothers and sisters, to hit your pastor, to hit somebody close to you. See, the devil won't always come on his own. He sent his imps. Oh, y'all ain't hear that. See, there were some people that were irritating Paul. The enemy will put people in to irritate you. Don't look at nobody. Anybody ever had people irritate you? I mean, get on, y'all. It ain't on the Bible. Your last nerve. That's another thing we say. That ain't in the Bible. Last nerve. What about it was the sixth nerve? The seventh? The first? That ain't in the Bible. We come up, you know. Now, there's some stuff my grandmother used to tell me. It wasn't in the Bible. She, bless her heart, don't y'all talk about my grandma, granny. But she did what she knew. She was talking about what she knew. That's why you got to go for yourself and find out what God is saying. Buffet means to wear you out. The enemy will send people your way to wear you and I out. To weary you. Any weary people in here? You've been weary? Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Anybody sick and tired? I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm so sick and tired of praying and God ain't done nothing yet. How do you know? That thorn could have been a person. Could have been a place you need to get out of. Could have been a thing. Some of us are around people and in places God said, until you get away from him or her or them, they're going to be a thorn. I wonder if there's anybody here this morning that's got a thorn in their flesh. I got two hands. Thorns. Get on my last 4th, 6th, 12th, whatever nerve. I don't know who God is talking to this morning, but it's an irritating situation that won't leave you alone. Leave me alone, trouble. Trying to run from trouble. Every time I look, there's trouble. Trouble over here, trouble over there. I run into church, there's trouble. Somebody rolling their eyes at me in the church. Trouble. I went to Disney World. I ran into trouble there. Trouble is driving me crazy. Maybe it's a financial debt. Trouble that won't go away. Anybody know that finances can trouble you? You ever come up always short? A dollar short? $2 short? I done it many times. I ain't gonna tell nobody, but I have. All right, honey, once said, here you go talking. I ain't gonna tell you my secret, but you know, they used to have $2 bills. $2 bills. They don't have them in circulation. I got a few of them stashed. I'm hoping that they come out for big money. But then it might be 50 years and I won't be here. But anyway, maybe my grandchildren will get it. I don't know. Jessica, maybe we'll leave it for somebody, you know. Trouble, financial, bills just keep coming. Physical thing that's driving you crazy. Every time I get think I'm getting over this, I got something else. Maybe there's somebody on your job. You know, people on your job can wear you out. You don't want to lose your job. Anybody ever had a job where you said, listen, Lord, if you don't get him or her off me, you know, and the devil uses people. I'm not calling them the devil, but he uses people that are not connected to the Lord to mess with you on your job. I need my job, Lord. Take this man for... And then the person said, I'm going to slap you on the job. Somebody said, I don't think so. Say, I don't think so. It's a thorn. God allows sometimes these situations in your life and mine. Listen, when it appears hopeless. Because listen, y'all, he's trying to redirect your focus from something or someone else back to him. We get so preoccupied with whatever the trouble is that we forget the one who controls the trouble. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Y'all better get these passages. Paul said in verse 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he said, we expected to die. That's already throwing out that myth that God won't put no more on me. Because I expected to die. That's how much hell I was catching. Somebody put a contract, a hit out on me. I was expecting to die. But as a result, listen, we stop, y'all hear this, we stop relying on ourselves and we learn to rely only on God. I don't know who God is talking. God said you rely on yourself to get out of it. You need to rely only on me. Is anybody listening? Verse 10 of 2 Corinthians 1, he said, and he, God, did rescue us. When I started relying on him and not my own resources, then God rescued us. I'm reading the Bible, y'all. He rescued us from mortal danger. Verse 10, y'all look at it. 2 Corinthians 1. And he will rescue us again, Paul says, I know from experience. The same God that rescued me yesterday is the same God that's going to rescue me today. Paul says, we have placed our confidence in him and he will continue to rescue us. In other words, in order to take Paul deeper in faith, God put him in situations that his resume, his abilities, and his connections could not change. God says, I know you think you smart, you know, you think that, no, I'm going to take all of that out. It ain't going to help you. Only me. See, because if God don't do it that way, you'll say, I got help, I got rescued because of what I did. Well, you know, I did this, that. You won't give God credit. God says, I got to move all that other stuff out your way. It ain't because your mother helped you, and she can help you, but it wasn't the ultimate reason you got rescued. No, I did it. Paul had to learn to trust God. And I understand somewhat of what it might feel like when you're going through stuff. He was really trying to do his best. I'm talking about it's okay not to be okay. Paul is saying, I'm going through it. So in other words, don't be ashamed of the pain or despair you sometimes feel. Paul felt it. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, seek the Lord, listen, while you can find him. Call on him now. I'm reading the Bible. While he is near. Call on the Lord while you still are sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Because the more you pull back away from him, the more control you will give the devil over your feelings. And he wants you to pull away from God, so he can turn you everywhere but loose. You don't have to deny your feelings. It's not like you're feeling or you're suffering from a condition called schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is an unpredictable mental health condition that affects everything from how you think to how you feel and behave. No, you're not okay right now. It doesn't mean that you're delusional or having hallucinations. No, it doesn't mean you're not seeking and hearing or thinking right. No, I'm just not feeling okay right now. Is anybody listening? All I'm saying and trying to get us to understand is that to feel is to be human. See, God can handle all of us and all of our problems, our emotions, and our negative feelings. God can handle that. The psalmist says in Psalm 62, verses 7 and 8, my victory and honor come from, listen, God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Don't you know God can put you in a place where the enemy can't get you?
Yeah.
I remember years ago, just a quick story. I had one of the guys, y'all know, I told you I came up in the hood and I used to be around the gang and all that stuff. And I had one guy, he was a fighter. I mean, short guy too, but he didn't care if he was only like 5'7" and 8". He fights 6'2". He don't care. I said, man, how you, ain't you scared? He said, no, I just said I'm hard, I'm tough, and I go at it. And he could fight. He went to jail. I think he did a year or two. But while he was in jail, he heard I had said something about him. And he put the word out, when I get out. I'm gonna tell you his, no, I ain't gonna tell you his name. He might be watching. I ain't gonna tell his name. He said, tell Pointer. I'm gonna kick him up and down. And I got nervous. So I went home and started practicing on fighting. I didn't think I was gonna get out. Chantella, I said, look, at least I wanna hit him a couple of times. He had struck fear. That's how the devil does. He'll put a hit out on you and have you scared to death. But you need to run to your help. The Lord is the one that's got your back. God's the one that's gonna fight your battle. Not worry about how many guns they got. Anybody listening? Verse 8 of Psalm 62 says, oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. This Isaiah 40, 29, 31, New Living Translation said, God, he gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths, young people, shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. Verse 31, Isaiah 40, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I don't know who God is talking to, but God is talking to somebody in here and out there this morning. God knows what you need. And everything, let me say this before we move on. When we talk about it's okay not to be okay, there are in certain instances where you don't want to tell certain people that you're not okay. Amen. Is that clear? Amen. You just don't walk out, because some people, look, they don't care one way. How you doing? They really don't care. You ain't got, well, today I'm not okay. They gonna be, no, I'm good. Am I right about, I'm good. You good? Yeah, I'm good. Because they don't need to know. Everybody don't need to know you're not good. But then there are people and times when you need not be ashamed to tell somebody. And I told you the story. My sister asked me a couple of weeks ago, brother, pastor, how you doing today? Are you all right? I said, no, I ain't feeling good. On a scale of 1 to 10, I was on a 4. But I needed her to know, because I knew she would pray for me. She come to rub my shoulder. Amen. I didn't stay on a 4. I got back up to 9 or 10. But right then, I wasn't okay. Anybody ever been there? Right then, I'm not okay. Sometimes we're weak and we don't have to make excuses for it. Amen, somebody? I'm trying to hasten on here. Paul responded, because sometimes we look and check people out and try to check them out and see where they're coming from. Paul responded, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't get caught up on the exterior or the outside of a person, because looks can be deceiving.
That's right.
Am I right about it?
That's right.
You might look like a yeah. But you ain't. You might look like you could be slapped or punched. Like the guy at the Navy Yard told me. Lillian, he told me he was about 6'6", 6'7". I told this story. A giant. In my short, tallness. And he told me, Pointer, I know you're a Christian, so that means I can come and slap you. He for real said that. I told you, Navy Yard. My flesh, the hives went up on my back. I tried to see if I had a knife in my, I'm telling you, I wasn't always right, y'all. I said, man, I said, where his knees at? I'm going to cut him down. But God sent somebody to say, Pointer, don't let him take you out of character. God sent and rescued me because I would have lost my job. For the enemy set somebody up to get me to lose. He didn't care about his job. The enemy wanted to take me out. But God will not allow the temptation to overtake me, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that I may be able to bear it. Is that making sense? Too often, and I'm hastening, in our churches, we preach in our churches the brokenness of life in a messed up world. And we expect, some people do, our churches to be full of near perfect people. But that's not true. We all come in here with baggage. Somebody this morning, listen, you brought some baggage in here. Amen. And we come in here, the church, on a rainy day. It's a hospital. And we need to hear from Dr. Jesus. Come on, somebody. I didn't go to Temple. I didn't go to Einstein. I didn't go to Jefferson. I came to ABC. And I needed to hear about a doctor who never lost a case. I needed to hear about a doctor who was wounded for me. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes, I'm healed. I needed to hear about Dr. Jesus. Oh, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Let me give you some helpful lessons that you might be able to glean from Paul's suffering. Y'all better take notes, something. Y'all don't want to take notes, you're going to remember the devil going to snatch it right out of your head. You're going to go away and say, I liked it. What did you hear? I don't know. Sometimes you got to take notes. Amen, somebody. The rain gonna wash it right away. First of all, God uses suffering to reveal your spiritual condition sometimes. It's right in the text. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, that experience, what God showed me concerning my heavenly experience, is worth boasting about. But Paul says, I'm not going to do it. I will only boast about my weaknesses. Verse 6, 2 Corinthians 12. If I wanted to boast, I would be no fool in doing so, because I would be telling the truth. But I won't do it because I don't want anybody to give me credit beyond what they can see in my life or hear in my message. Weakness. In my weakness, I find strength. Weakness, don't have the strength, power, fortitude. Paul says the role of suffering, trusting and relying on God's strength when we're weak. When you're going through, God says, who are you going to turn to? Where are you going to turn to? You going to go get high? Self-medication. That's what I used to do. Y'all looking at me funny. Back in the day when I got going through stuff, I said, I need me a drink. Y'all ain't never, oh, come on. Take the halos off. I used to go, I said, I need me a drink. I hear you. I need me a man. I need me a woman. That ain't gonna do it. Otherwise, when things are not okay, am I doing all right? Y'all give me 10 more minutes. When things are not okay, we're talking about suffering. Listen, in at least four, y'all want to get this, different areas. Y'all better get this. Can't say it. You ever been taking a test and the teacher say, y'all better get this. And some of you in the classroom, the teacher's trying to tell you this is going to be on your test that's coming. And you won't take your notes. And then when the test comes, the teacher says, I gave you the What was going to be on the test? God is talking to somebody now because the enemy going to test you and you won't take notes. So when you go out there and you find yourself getting whooped, don't say God didn't tell you. You were sitting in the church on this day and God was telling you what's coming your way and he was telling you how you're going to beat it. And you wouldn't take it down because you were too cool. Suffering at least different areas. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Did you get it? Do I need to say it again? Suffering at least four different areas. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. First of all, physically. When you are physically weak, this means your body gets tired. Anybody just get tired? You get hungry. You need sleep. Anybody need some sleep other than me? Amen. I see you. Amen. And you get thirsty. I used to get thirsty and go get some alcohol. That didn't do it. Physically weak means or includes physical exhaustion. And the older you are, it hits even more. Amen, somebody. Your body gets old, sick, breaks down. But our bodies are so important that the Lord calls them, here we go, temples of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 says, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? God will destroy, verse 17, anyone who destroys this temple. Somebody think they're going to get to you? They're going to have to pay. Brother Jonas lost a cousin, just in the paper. Brother Jonas, I meant to say we keep him in prayer. Got murdered the other day. It's all on the news. 33 years old. Guess what? The person who did it might think he's getting away, or she. But they gonna payday is coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all better. How many of us know God got the payday is coming? Might not be. Payday is coming, and God is not looking for you to pay, because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. God will destroy anyone who destroys this temple, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Not only physical suffering in our body, but mental suffering. A weakness of the body. Sometimes it's called mental anguish. It refers to discomfort, dysfunction, or distress of the mind. Don't you know you can't even function right when you're going through, when you're emotionally upset? Anybody know you can't, man, what was I getting ready to do? You got too much going on. Anybody ever had too much going on? It's too much. Every day, I heard it. Every day, too much going on. Sometimes I have been so mentally exhausted. Y'all ain't gonna believe it, don't you laugh at me, but that's okay. I was looking for my glasses. And they was on my head. Like this, you know, on my head. Where are my glasses? I don't want, I'm gonna tell you one more. Don't y'all make fun, don't you? Chantel, don't let your family make fun. I was looking for my cell phone and I was holding it. Anybody, I know it's stupid. Anybody, I was looking for my cell phone, but I was emotionally all discombobulated. Where's my cell phone? Oh, here it is. Mentally, we forget things we should remember, and we remember things we should forget. But the Bible says you got to renew your mind. Y'all remember Romans 12 and 2? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It means interpreting life through the lens of God's word and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit rather than through your own lens of how to handle it. It's a shift from the way you used to do things to the way in Christ you need to do things. Not only physically suffering and emotional or mental suffering, mental suffering, but there's emotionally suffering concerning the body. And what I mean is we can become weakened. That has to do, listen, with the inability or lack of strength to handle pressure. And so you become stressed, easily stressed. And you can't handle criticism. I've been that way. Somebody was just trying to tell me something that for my good that I didn't want to hear. Anybody ever been there? I'm by myself. Listen, you were telling me something, but I didn't want to hear it, especially from you. People closest to you sometimes, I hear a stranger before. That's not good. Easily offended. You're emotionally unbalanced. You worry too much. They used to have a song out there, you worry too much. Yeah. You feel with anxiety. You become angry too often. Anybody got an anger problem? Thank you. I got some honest people. Only a few honest people. Nobody over this side. Nobody over here. Oh, okay. Because you don't lie in the church. Guess what? I told you. Oh, nice, sweet Pastor Pointer. I have my anger issues. Yeah. Elder Wade, pray for me. Pray. That's what she said. Pray. You'll just leave that. Pray. I get angry. Yeah. My wife told me, I ain't gonna put my bed. I don't know who bothered you, but I ain't the one. Anybody ever did that? Pam, you ever have somebody bother you and say, I ain't the one. I don't know who did you. I don't know. Come in from work and acting crazy. Listen, go on back out and get yourself together. Come back when you straight. My wife didn't do that, but one time I went away after work, Navy, I came in acting like a fool. She said, bye, fool. She didn't say it, but she meant it with the way she looked at me. I know I got the message. I went out of there and walked about an hour and came back right. Then I was able to eat my food. Yeah. It's okay not to always be okay. God uses suffering to reveal your spiritual condition, and I'm really hastening. But secondly, God uses your suffering to help you and I to stay humble. Verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 12. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Paul had a pride issue. Oh, wait a minute. Where you see that? Wait a minute. No. How do we know that? Because he goes on to say that a thorn in the flesh was given to me to keep me from becoming proud. Hello, somebody. All of us have the potential or propensity to become prideful. Pulpit to the door, ceiling to the floor. Amen. You can be blessed so much and so well that you think you all of that. You can dress so well that you think you all of that. Hello, somebody. You can articulate and talk so well that you think you all of that. Paul needed something in his life to keep him humble. Remember, I mentioned in the beginning the thorn in the flesh matters. Well, it does matter in our lives. And the thorn is expressed in four different ways, and I'm heading to a close. Y'all need to get this. The thorn can be expressed in different ways. It's a personal matter, the thorn. It can be expressed as it's a significant matter. That's number two. It's a stressful matter. And it's a spiritual matter. You say you didn't come to be taught. What, you come for me to howl and scream, jump over, and you didn't get nothing? No, you want to, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let me give you those things again. A personal matter, a significant matter, a stressful matter, and a spiritual matter. I said the thorn is first of all a personal matter. It's a matter or task. It's a situation or event where you have to deal with something. In other words, Paul couldn't run from what was going down. Sometimes God says you got to deal with it. Anybody here don't like to deal with stuff? Come on, just be honest. You don't lie. I don't feel like calling to make arrangements for them not to shut off my electric. Anybody ever been there? You got to call somebody to negotiate. And then you get the person on it and tell, well, what's the problem? And they say it with an attitude. And you're ready to hang up, but you got to stay humble. Because they might send the man. Personal matter. Sometimes you can't ignore stuff because it requires immediate attention. You can't put it to the side. Not only a personal matter, I'm on my way out. It's a significant matter. Everything was made with the purpose of pointing our hearts and minds back to our Creator. It's a significant matter. I said, it's okay not to be okay. And I'm going to shut it down right there because we're going to have to do part three. It's too much in there that y'all miss. I don't want to rush through. And the Holy Spirit says it's too much. Because somebody, if you take what God is saying, it's going to bless you right now. Not tomorrow. You ain't got to wait. It's going to bless you right. God spoke to somebody right now. Anybody hear anything? God was speaking to you right now out there. Right now. It's okay not to be okay all the time. Paul says, I was going through. I was catching hell. Give God some praise. Prayerfully, next week we'll finish part three and that should be it, prayerfully. But I'm rushing through stuff and God says, you didn't tell them this. You didn't tell that man or woman that. They need this or that right now in order to get past today. So don't rush what they need right now and on this rainy day because you're trying to be a time schedule. God says, you can go to part three. As we rest on our feet,